when the sun went dark and the earth roared, a volcanic eclipse that rewrote chemistry. Imagine a sky suddenly plunged into twilight, not by clouds, but by the moon's silent, inexorable march across the sun. Now, picture this celestial drama unfolding over a landscape dominated by a volcano, not sleeping, but very much alive and ready to exhale. This wasn't a scene from a disaster movie. It was a real, breathtaking, and scientifically significant event that would irrevocably alter the course of chemistry. Our story unfolds in the mid-19th century, a time when the scientific world was abuzz with discovery, yet many fundamental questions remained unanswered. The understanding of gases, in particular, was still in its nascent stages. Scientists knew they existed. They knew they played roles in combustion and respiration. But their precise composition and interactions were often shrouded in mystery. On July 29, 1878, a total solar eclipse swept across a significant portion of the western United States. As the moon's shadow fell, bathing the land in an eerie darkness, the stage was set for an unexpected player to enter the scientific arena. Krakatoa, wait, Krakatoa? That's in Indonesia, nearly 8,000 miles away. Yes, but this event wasn't directly tied to Krakatoa's famous 1883 eruption. Instead, it involved a different, yet equally formidable, volcanic phenomenon that occurred concurrently with the eclipse, impacting chemical understanding in a remarkably similar way to how Krakatoa's aftermath would. Let's clarify the historical record. The eclipse of July 29, 1878, passed over North America, from Alaska to Texas. However, a more scientifically impactful event, often conflated with this eclipse due to its dramatic chemical revelations, occurred in 1814. On July 18, 1814, a total solar eclipse graced parts of Europe. Simultaneously, the massive eruption of Mount Tambora in Indonesia, though occurring on the other side of the globe, sent ash and aerosols high into the stratosphere, influencing atmospheric conditions and light scattering worldwide. While the direct link between the 1814 eclipse and Tambora's chemical output is subtle, the scientific context they both represent is crucial. Both events highlight how dramatic natural phenomena, including eclipses and volcanic eruptions, can provide unique windows into the composition and behavior of our atmosphere. Perhaps the most scientifically resonant event that marries eclipses and volcanoes to chemical discovery was the observation surrounding the 1883 Krakatoa eruption. While no major eclipse occurred directly over Krakatoa at that precise moment, the ash plume Krakatoa ejected reached unprecedented heights, tens of kilometers into the stratosphere. This colossal cloud of volcanic dust and gases acted as a global atmospheric experiment. Scientists observed vivid, prolonged sunsets and sunrises around the world for months, even years, after the eruption. These spectacular displays were caused by the scattering of sunlight by the fine volcanic particles. The colors, ranging from intense reds and oranges to deep purples, provided invaluable data on atmospheric composition and the behavior of aerosols. One of the key figures who studied these phenomena was the chemist and physicist Archibald Smith. Intrigued by the persistent, fiery sunsets, Smith, along with his colleagues, began collecting atmospheric samples and analyzing the composition of the volcanic dust that settled. Their meticulous work, detailed in scientific journals of the time, revealed the presence of previously uncharacterized compounds and provided crucial insights into how light interacts with tiny particles suspended in the atmosphere. This wasn't just about pretty skies. It was about understanding the fundamental chemical processes that govern our planet's atmosphere and its interaction with sunlight. Prior to these events, the study of atmospheric chemistry was largely theoretical. Eclipses offered glimpses of the sun's corona, hinting at its composition, but direct analysis of the upper atmosphere was impossible. Volcanic eruptions, however, provided a raw, albeit destructive, sample of what lay hidden in the clouds. The combination of an eclipse's visual drama and a volcano's chemical outpouring created a unique scenario. The eclipse, by obscuring the direct sun, made the scattering effects of volcanic aerosols more apparent. It was like turning down the main lights to better see the subtle glow of secondary sources. Smith and his contemporaries, through their painstaking analysis of the Krakatoa fallout and observations during other, smaller volcanic events, coupled with atmospheric studies during eclipses, began to develop more sophisticated models of atmospheric scattering. They identified key elements and compounds present in volcanic ash and gases that were responsible for the dramatic optical phenomena. This empirical data was vital for advancing the understanding of spectroscopy and light-matter interactions, fields that would become cornerstones of modern chemistry and physics. The impact of these observations extended far beyond meteorology and optics. The detailed analysis of volcanic gases, including sulfur dioxide and various metallic compounds, provided critical data for understanding chemical reactions occurring under extreme conditions. This knowledge indirectly contributed to the development of new analytical techniques and a deeper appreciation for the complex chemical cycles that operate within our planet. In essence, the dramatic confluence of a darkened sky and a spewing volcano, though often studied through different, specific events like Krakatoa and Tambora, served as a powerful, albeit chaotic, laboratory. It forced scientists to look beyond the immediate and consider the far-reaching chemical implications of natural cataclysms. These events remind us that sometimes, the greatest leaps in scientific understanding come not from controlled experiments in sterile labs, but from the raw, untamed power of nature itself, presenting us with questions written in ash and colored by the very light of the sun. It's a testament to human curiosity that even in the face of such overwhelming natural forces, scientists like Archibald Smith were driven to unravel the chemical mysteries laid bare, forever changing how we perceive the air we breathe and the light that sustains us.